is up for New Artist of the Year tonight at the CMA Awards. Thomas Rhett is on the Dan and Dude Show.
Good morning, brother.
Yeah, man.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm just trying to clear my head for the night and trying to figure out, you know, what's going to happen this evening. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, you got a little competition there. You've got Cole Swindell, Brett Eldridge, Kip Moore, Brandi Clark. They're all in there with you. If you do not win,
yeah,
which one of those four do you think will?
I don't know, man. I love everybody in the category. But, I mean, as far as just absolutely killing it the past 2 years, I just feel like Cole, man. Me and Cole are good buddies, and he's just a heck of a dude, a heck of a songwriter, and a heck of an artist. But if he does win, I'm still going to punch him in the stomach before he walks up on stage.
So. Yeah, it's so funny. You speak so highly of him, but we talked to him like a couple days ago. He said you're a complete jerk.
You know what? I'm being nice. He is a jerk. Let's be real. No, man, I'm just kidding. I love Cole and have a lot of respect for Cole. So,
other than your category, who do you foresee having a big night at the CMAs tonight? Who do you think is going to just walk out with? They're going to need like a forklift to walk out with all the trophies they're going to have.
I mean, obviously, man, I feel like Florida Georgia Line's a good shoe-in for a couple of awards. And mm-hmm. I hope Luke wins Entertainer of the Year, man. I think he's the best. I don't know. A lot of people are calling this award show the Blake and Miranda Awards. So we'll see how many they take home.
I know there's some pop music that's being intermingled into the awards tonight. Now, Ariana Grande is supposed to be popping on there with Little Big Town. Miranda Lambert, who you just spoke of a minute ago, with Meghan Trainor. Which one of those two performances are you looking forward to seeing the most?
They're both going to be awesome, man. I don't think you can listen to All About That Bass and not immediately be put in good mood by Meghan Trainor. And it's just cool, man. It'll be a lot of fun to watch Meghan and Miranda on stage together because they're both just kind of just like those bad A girls that just don't care what anybody thinks. And it's just going to be a lot of attitude up there on stage. So that'll be a ton of fun to watch.
So Thomas Rhett gets that call. He has to sing with a pop singer on an award show. He gets to pick anybody he wants to. Who does Thomas Rhett pick?
But, I don't know, either Bruno Mars or Justin Timberlake, I think, would be pretty awesome.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man, those two big ones right there. I mean, Bruno Mars, I think he's incredible. What an entertainer he is.
Man. I'm such a fan, and I got to see JT in L.A. About a month ago, and it's just a whole different world, man. Their production and just the way that the whole show is structured, it really is pretty amazing. So,
well, I think we can probably see in the Pharrell hat, too, doing Happy.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Going through the drive-thru to Arby's, going, hey.
Yeah, for sure.
So enough about the CMAs. Let's talk about married life now. You've been married for a while now. Is there some big changes and adjustments you've had to make?
I mean, weirdly enough, we just celebrated our 2-year anniversary, and we're finally starting to find our rhythm, if you will. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, doing this kind of career, especially my wife, who thought she was probably going to marry a doctor or something, got the complete opposite of a doctor. The first year she came on the road with me a bunch. This year she hasn't really come at all. And I think she enjoys being at home, man. She does her own thing and she volunteers. And I feel like when I come home, I throw her schedule off because I'm used to staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning and getting up around 11 or noon. But we finally kind of found our stride, man. And it's a lot of fun to be able to kind of know that I have my thing, she has her thing, and she can come out whenever she wants to and all that good stuff. So we're having a blast doing this, man.
So what's the status on the chewing tobacco thing? I know you were talking about maybe quitting when you got married. Have you quit?
Dude, I quit about a year and a half ago. I tried the electronic cigarette for a while and so that I didn't have to quit cold turkey.
Yeah.
And then I quit the electronic cigarette and dipped again for like 3 weeks, and now I haven't had a dip in probably, I don't know, 4 months. I really haven't had any nicotine in a long time, which is, I just feel a lot better, dude, knowing that I don't have to have something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, out of all the tobaccos for chewing and smoking, I've done both. And dipping was the hardest thing to kick more than anything I can think of.
I know. It kind of became like habit rather than even wanting it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm glad that I ain't got to have it anymore, though. It's for the best.
Thomas Rhett is with us here on the Dan and Dude Show at Fort Wayne's K105. The CMA Awards are tonight. I'm guessing your wife will be on your arm with you tonight with no chewing tobacco, no smoking, and none of that stuff. But we're looking forward to the show tonight. And
unfortunately, now she dips.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had to take that for me. We had to have somebody in the family that did it. So we'll be sitting on the red carpet. Y'all be watching out for that.
That I want to see. I'm sure in future years, you're no slouch, obviously, at songwriting. We're going to see you up for some Song of the Year categories as well with the stuff you've written, like Parking Lot Party and Round Here in 1994.
Yeah,
it's amazing to see. You and Lee Bryce, man, you guys just keep pounding out these hits.
He's crazy, yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, Thomas, thanks a lot for coming on with us this morning, and good luck with the CMAs tonight, and we'll see you down the road, bud.
Yeah, dude. Thank you, man. We'll see you soon.